Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus. Donald Trump recently nominated Kevin Warsh to lead the Federal Reserve. Most people, frankly, saw a headline and just moved on. But there's something here that could affect every saver, every retiree, and everyone with money in the bank. Back with me is Shannon Davis. Shannon's the CEO of American Alternative Assets. Shannon, this is a controversial pick.
Oh, yeah.
But in the media, at least the mainstream media, they're not really focused on it. So what are we missing here?
Yeah, it's something that I think there's a lot of things. I think you know this just as well as anybody that just get overlooked, yeah. Right? We're in that day-to-day mundane process as human beings. But, you know, Warsh isn't a typical Fed pick. He served on the Federal Reserve from 2006 to 2011. But since then, he's been involved with digital asset firms. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit last time, stable coin projects, crypto indexing. You know, we're moving to a digital platform. He's not against digital money. He's been building towards it. And now he's one step away from running the Fed. That should get people's attention, John.
Indeed. The last time you were on the show, we had a really strong positive response to it. One of the things that I really love to do is to go through the chat or the comments and pull out questions. I know that we were talking offline before we started recording, and I know that you did the same thing. What questions did our viewers have that struck you as some of the most important?
Yeah. You know, some really good ones. Again, I'm looking forward to addressing them. These are very common. You know, why buy gold at an all-time high? Mm-hmm. Isn't this the top? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to, because I get that question all the time, and I get that one. I get it. But relative to what, though, is always my question.
Well, that's actually a question that I have. Yeah. Relative to what? You know, I like to think that I'm always on the hunt for a cheap gallon of gas, right? And I was so proud of myself. I even called my sister the other day to say I filled my tank at 246.9, right? Which was incredibly low. But when you adjust for inflation and over time.
Yeah. So is it, you know, is it compared to what, the dollar bill that is at a 4-year low? I mean, it relative to the stock market, it's at an all-time high. People are still buying overpriced shares daily.
Yep.
So it's not at the top. Central banks aren't buying a record level because it's peaking. They're buying because they see what's coming. Mm-hmm. Gold isn't a short-term play, right? This is not get rich overnight. It's a long-term hedge against currency erosion. You know, we're having currency trade wars, and you know, that's what it combats. It's not about the price of gold. It's about owning gold and silver. So
that's right.
So if you're waiting for gold to drop before you buy it, you might be waiting a long time while dollars lose value. So this is what you have to really weigh in your mind and make a decision. The other one is Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, I was actually just going to ask you about Bitcoin. I have this kind of stupid personal policy where I rarely use PayPal. So whenever somebody sends me money in PayPal, maybe they owe me a couple of bucks, or I write an article and the outlet uses PayPal to pay for the article. Because I consider it to be found money, I just buy Bitcoin. And I can tell you, over the last year, I've been buying Bitcoin and it's worth almost exactly half what I paid for it.
So there's been a huge correction, John, for sure.
What do you tell people who ask you, why not Bitcoin instead?
Well, you know, Bitcoin may have a role. I think it does. I mean, long term, but it's volatile. It requires digital infrastructure and it's not universally accepted. And so that's always going to be your challenge. I think you're going to have it's an up and down market. It hasn't truly been proven. But gold has 5 years of track record. And so this is why you want gold
more than five.
Yeah, closer to 6,000 years.
No, you said 5 years. Yeah, it's 5,000 years. Yeah.
No, 5,000 to 6,000 years, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's what central banks are actually holding. When push comes to shove, they're not loading up on crypto, they're loading up on gold. So this would be something you want to take a look at on why gold over crypto.
One of the questions, Shannon, that I get with some regularity, and because I'm not an expert, I actually have trouble answering. I can speculate, but what yeah. is a digital dollar? When we talk about a digital dollar, also called a CBDC, I think, what are we actually talking about here? Does it look the same as Bitcoin?
I mean, it's a digital infrastructure. I mean, so they do have some similarities. You're going to need Bitcoin or some type of crypto to work within this structure of central bank digital currencies. Mm-hmm. So with what we see and what research we do, and, you know, we're following, you know, the IMF, the big dogs, you know, that's what we follow. And right now, most of your money already exists on a digital platform, you know, bank deposits, transfers, payments, you know, this is still in a way digital, right? You're hopping on a screen, but you still have some control over it. You decide where it goes. Central bank digital currency, it's different. It's programmable, right? You can program it. The code itself can have rules built in. That means in theory, authorities can see every transaction in real time. They could restrict what you buy. They could freeze your account without any court order. They could even set expiration dates on your money. China, when they experimented with their yuan, this is what they did. You know, they took 50,000 individuals and loaded them up and then put an expiration date. And I think it was like 90%, don't quote me, actually used it before the expiration date. So, you know, these are the type of things that are happening globally already. You know, and I'm not saying that's the plan. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is the capability and this is what's going on. So what, you know, quick just overview of CBDC. It's not just a digital banking. It's programmable money. 130 countries right now are developing some version of it. Wow. And there's some already on digital currency. So this is just something to be aware of.
I spent 15 years at the CIA, as you know, and I know how surveillance infrastructure works. Wrote a book about it. I was a surveillance instructor at the CIA. One of the things that I learned early on was that capabilities built for one purpose never stay limited to that single purpose. And it seems to me that that's kind of appropriate to this conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what makes this different from a political debate, once the infrastructure exists, like you're saying, it doesn't go away. You know, it's there now, it's built in, and people who control it will always find reasons to use it. That's just human nature. That's with good or bad. We've already seen bank accounts frozen for political reasons, right? Canada, if people remember Canada, all the truckers.
That's right. Bank accounts that wasn't frozen. Too long ago.
That was not too long ago. Payment processors cutting people off, civil assets seized, money without charges, and Russia, right? We literally seized their money. So, you know, these are the things that are happening as we continue to move forward. Technology is just getting better, and so you have to be aware of where we are going with our technology and programmable currency. Mm-hmm. Doesn't just create problems. It makes existing problems faster, easier, and less visible, really.
Yeah.
So surveillance capabilities, like you said, and you've got experience on, that's expanding over time. That's what's happening. That's the historical pattern. So the financial tools are changing, John.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So while countries are moving to this digital currency, some clearly are, some are investigating it. What are the central banks actually buying? Can you even buy digital currency at this point? Are the central banks buying Bitcoin, or are they still looking to increase holdings of their gold?
Yeah. So while they're moving, while they're actually moving to a digital currency, mm-hmm. central banks, you know, they're buying gold. 2022, 2023, 2024, over 1,000 tons purchased globally each year. That's a lot. 2025 will be no different. 2026 will be no different. China has added to reserves for 18 consecutive months. Poland, India, Turkey, Singapore, all of them are accumulating it. If digital is the future, why are they hoarding the oldest mm-hmm. money on earth?
Yeah, yeah. It's a hedge.
Exactly. And that's really that's really always the play for anybody we work with, is just a portion of your assets are hedged with gold, and that's what they're doing for themselves. Central banks are buying at levels not seen in decades, and gold is, like you said, it's a hedge that the institutions they trust.
Mm-hmm. Congress passed something recently called the Genius Act. That's appropriate to this conversation. What is the Genius Act, and what does it do?
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're geniuses. I feel like we are. Yeah.
Compared to some of the things that we see coming up at Capitol Hill, I think we may be.
We'll see what your viewers say when this one's done. But yeah, the Genius Act, it's so fitting. Trump named it. Right. He feels he's a genius. He's got an ego. That's for sure. But, you know, he got Congress to pass the Genius Act. And, you know, what that actually means, it's the first federal law defining how dollar peg stable coins operate. Mm-hmm. Stable coins. Now they'll be backed one for one with dollars and treasuries. You know, that sounds safe, but it's also tied, you know, directly into the financial system. That is something that no one really understands how it works. And so more demand for stable coins means more demand for treasuries, which we're having issues with. That's our backbone. That's how we get money.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that last time. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is just the plan of action. It's being executed. You know, treasuries, no country is buying them like they used to, like China, Japan. You know, they're now offloading, they're selling off their treasuries, dumping the dollar back to the U.S. And, you know, why we're having a huge dollar devaluation push, that's one of the reasons. And that's why I say gold at an all-time high relative to what? Dollar? Mm-hmm. You know, China's giving dollars back and taking gold. They're exchanging gold for oil with Saudi Arabia. Like this is the new world order, really. And we're just trying to fall in line with the masses out there. So inflation is still a problem. Just go to your grocery store. Look at you. You're trying to find the cheapest gas station.
Yeah.
In town.
Yeah, I am.
Because inflation, it's still a problem.
It is indeed.
You know, pushing inflation into our stock market and hiding it there. And let's not forget, we've got nearly almost $39 trillion of debt. Our deficit continues to get bigger. And this is why Trump, and he has to do something. And that's why he wants to lower rates, and stable coin can do that. You know, central bank digital currency, they can do that because they can set the interest rates with that type of currency. So this is what you have to pay attention to. The Genius Act bring stablecoin into the regulatory financial system. It creates money, and that's what always happens. You have to create money somehow.
Yes,
and they do it through pushing, you know, treasuries. They, you know, that they've laid the groundwork, and this is what people are going to adopt at some point. Will it be tomorrow? I don't know. You know, gold and silver and hedging against just the uncertainty. It's just about preparation. But, you know, who knows if it happens tomorrow, John? But just be prepared.
Yeah. Well, I'm 61. I'm going to be 62 later this year, and I'd like to think about retiring one of these days. So for someone with an IRA, someone with a 401k or savings in the bank, somebody considering retiring, what does all this mean practically? Are we talking about greater inherent risk which would make gold even more attractive?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with a customer the other day, 86 years old, owns his own business, getting ready to sell it, has put away quite a bit of money over the years. And, you know, I'm just listening to him. He sees the uncertainty. He's trying to figure out, you know, like the price shock that we incurred after COVID, right? Those prices are never coming back from 2019. He was explaining that to me and how he's noticed that. So I would challenge people to really look at, has much really changed for them? Really, like, and when you look at what's going on within our own infrastructure, are you not worried somewhat about how much money we continue to print? I mean, the printing press is running hot when it comes to that. I mean, there's no coming back from that. And so, yeah, in our opinion, things are very unstable. The stock market's an absolute roller coaster ride. And if you don't pay attention, it can flip upside down quickly. And so, you know, what that means for retirees, you know, someone with an IRA or a 401k, savings in the bank, which I think banks, if you look at the history of banks, they've had some challenges. Banks close every year. They get taken over every year. There was one, I believe, in Chicago here recently that just got taken over by the FDIC early January. No one even knew. I just found out just a few weeks ago, and we're doing research all the time. So will that happen to every single bank out there? Will it happen to some of the bigger banks? No, I think, you know, our government's always going to bail out some of the biggest players in the business. And
sure,
they've proven to do that. But they do that by printing more money, loaning more money, absorbing more debt, creating more deficit. And so, for just the practical individual out there, it means the rules could change in ways saving plans have never accounted for. So for wealth to exist entirely as a digital platform controlled by institutions, you're trusting those institutions that have always acted in their interest, not yours. So gold doesn't require that trust. It's yours. It's physical. It's something that is always going to be a legacy you can hand down to your family. It doesn't need permission to exist from anybody. They can't change the value of it. So, even 10 or 15% that you diversify, like you were mentioning earlier.
Right. Yes.
Makes a difference if there is a conversion in our currency, which has happened before, right? Just look at the history. If the market does correct, just having a percentage of gold and silver, because it's an inverse relationship to a dollar that's at a four-year low, to an economy that is struggling with labor and creating jobs, especially now that AI has taken over a good chunk of it. It just combats that. It's an inverse relationship. And, you know, as long as we continue to print money and change our financial system and bail out companies and pump money into our economy by creating dollar bills, you're going to continue to see gold and silver rise. And, you know, the industrial application of it is, it's insane. These AI data centers, they use an obscene amount of silver, and there's just not enough of it. So the demand's going to be there. There's been a pretty good correction in silver. Everybody's seen it. I mean, it's so mainstream.
Sure.
But it's still, I think, almost 25. I haven't looked at it in the last hour. Changes obviously every 30 seconds, but silver's still $23, $24, $25 over its all-time high still. So that tells you a lot. Nothing goes up like that and not correct, right? It was at $112 or $17 an ounce at one point. And so nothing goes straight up. What goes up must come down.
That's right.
But it's leveled out. And now's a great opportunity to buy one of the cheapest assets that have the best performance over the last couple of years in the entire entire world.
So what's the practical next step? What do you think, with all this that we've just discussed, people should do next?
Yeah, get, you know, we keep talking about it, get informed.
Yes.
You know, we've talked to some of your listeners, your viewers, your followers, and we're helping them out. We're helping them out. I helped one out personally. I helped one out personally, which was awesome. It's interesting how energy works. We were just extremely busy. I was available, and he was like, "Yeah, I just saw you talking with John." Yeah. So, and it started with him getting informed, understanding what's being built right now when it comes to, say, digital platforms or the global uncertainty. So it's just get connected with us. Second, what they want to do once we're connected with them is, when we've been talking about this today, is diversify outside of dollar bills, digital platforms. Physical gold and silver can't be hacked, programmed, or frozen remotely. So, you know, put your money in a safe place. That's really what it is. But it starts with getting educated. A gold IRA lets you hold physical. Like gold IRAs, you can put gold in your retirement account. And there's some tax advantages. We're not CPAs by any means, but there are some tax advantages. We can point you to the information you can do your due diligence on, and protect, you know, your legacy, or at least a portion of it. And it starts with getting the free guide that we've offered on this program today, which is the Digital Dollar Trap. It explains what's happening, way more in depth than what we've covered today. It really digs behind the scenes, and it gives you the step by, you know, step, and everything you need to take away from it is in that guide. And that's one place they want to start. But also give us a call at 888-GOLD-053. And it starts with just a conversation like we're having today. And we're looking to make a friend and give some good information so that they can make an educated decision. So give us a call, or go to your website, which is amazing. Right?
Yeah. John? Oh, hey, thank you. So I want to reiterate this. If you're wondering what this all means for you, for your savings, this guide is the place to start. It explains the digital dollar rollout. It explains the Warsh nomination, which is a very big deal. It explains stablecoin regulation and how physical gold could help you protect your retirement from a system that is really designed for control. So it's easy. Go to johnlovesgold.com and download your free copy of the report, or call 1-888-GOLD-053, and they'll send you a copy of the report. So it's johnlovesgold.com or 888-GOLD-053. So Shannon, thanks again. It's good to see you as always.
Yes. Thanks for having me again, young man. Glad to have you back. I know you were traveling, and
I look terrible and I feel guilty about it, but no, yeah, I've been traveling.
You look great. You're great. I'm a fan. I've been a fan. I shared with you the podcast you did with Joe Rogan. It was awesome.
Thank you. You know what? Somebody paid me a really incredible compliment yesterday. I was just going through some of the comments, which they say don't go through the comments, but I always do. Somebody said that I was the hardest working man in podcasting. And I thought, what a kind thing to say. I feel like I am.
Yeah, but with how big the platform is and how many people are on it, and there's giant figures like a Joe Rogan. Right. For somebody to say that, that puts you, I feel pleased with myself. Yeah, and as you should be. You should be proud of yourself. It's an honor to be a part of the show.
It's a pleasure to see you, Shannon. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and I'll see you soon.
Looking forward to that.